Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we continue to, try to get a sense of what in the world is going on at the quarterback position. Guys who were... I mean, a year ago, there's no way this player is going to be somewhere else. And now there could be, there's already been a couple. And now there's, two of the best quarterbacks in the game. Certainly Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, those guys very well. I mean, they're going to have to trade. Well, I don't care what they say. They're going to have to trade Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson could be a little bit different, but let's get with somebody who has some good sources. He's been tracking all this stuff, talking about Will Brinson. He is a CBS Sports senior NFL writer, and he's got the witty Pick Six podcast. Good on social media. Will, what's up, buddy? How you been, man? It's been a little bit. How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Hope the offseason's going well. Thought I'd swing by and check in on some Chris Bosh hot takes.
Yeah, Chris right? No. Julius Randle hot take.
That's right.
Chris Bosh is getting shaded by BT.
Hey, by the way, Will, the only hot takes are the clowns who hijacked my initial tweet. The initial tweet was not a hot take; it was fact.
Look, I'm not gonna dive into the Bosh Randle debate. I actually love Julius Randle; I think he's a great player. I love the fact more though that the Knicks are like kind of good again. Like they're like right at 500, and Knicks fans are just pawing at the dirt to get out there and just like. Have you seen the thing where their fans go
yes.
after the losing teams? It's amazing.
Yes,
there's like memes everywhere. It's fantastic.
We're hungry, man. We want to eat. It's been a while, Will.
Yeah,
been 20 plus years is what it's been. It's been a long while.
It's been crazy. Hey, and there's a lot of NFL fan bases that have waited 20 something years to get this thing cooking. I mean, it seems like it's been 20 something years since. Well, I mean, Jay Cutler had some moments in Chicago, but there's been a lot.
It does feel like a long time,
right, Teague? There's been a lot of transient figures, some trades, some draft picks, some just retreads that have been playing that position. So we got a little clarity, at least not attributed directly to Russell Wilson, but you know, it's Brent Peter King's. He's well sourced. Peter King's basically said that, you know, Russ might be leaning or is leaning toward the Bears more than the other three teams that hit the airwaves last week. Serious level of seriousness. Are you convinced that a divorce – first, let's start with this. Are you convinced there will be a divorce with Russell in Seattle?
Yeah, at some point I am. I don't know that divorce takes place this offseason. And I don't know whether the answer is, to extend the metaphor, counseling. I don't think they should try and procreate any further. Like, don't sign a new contract or anything like that. Like, let's stand for that. But I do think that, you know, this is what's happened with Russell Wilson is, and you could see it, like, you know, when you go back and watch that Super Bowl and even like seeing it live, it's like, man, Russell looks miserable up there in that booth with Roger Goodell. And, you know, the reality is he was accepting, and I say this like sarcastically, but to, you know, some degree of seriousness, like he was accepting the good guy award, right? The Walter Payton Man of the Year award is a prestigious NFL award. Everybody who wins it does amazing things off the field, but every NFL player, Tiki, I assume you're going to echo the sentiment, would rather win a Super Bowl than the Walter Payton Man of the Year award.
No
That's
doubt.
Just sort of how it goes, right? So Russ is sitting up there. And he's watching two guys, one in Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, who he wants to emulate, who's had control over an organization now in his first year. He's gotten them there in the NFC at his age. And then two, Patrick Mahomes, who is, you know, really just like the ultimate quarterback for Andy Reid. And what people forget is that, you know, Russell has to know this. Back in 2012, Andy Reid wanted to draft Russ in Philadelphia. And if you're Russell Wilson, you're thinking like, what if he'd taken me in Philly and I'm – running this offense? Are we in multiple Super Bowls? Are we winning multiple Super Bowls? You know, how is things different? And I just think he's having this degree of FOMO that is sort of born out of the Seahawks operating the way that they do. And this grudge is developed where he believes that the Seahawks may have cost him opportunities to win championships and to further his legacy in an attempt to become one of the greatest of all time, because that's his ultimate goal. And so I think the problem for this offseason is that the cap hit is so big for Russ if you trade him before June 1st, mm-hmm. that it almost looks impossible for them. And I don't know that you can do a post-June 1 trade with anybody other than the Cowboys with Dak if he doesn't report on that tag. It's just so difficult to do. And you would bring whoever, you know, Nick Foles through OTAs, and then you send him to Seattle, or Derek Carr through OTAs, and then you send him to the Russ to Las Vegas. I mean, it's a very complex thing. So I think it's almost like a, hey, let's play nice for the kids for the next year, and then we'll figure it out next offseason.
Wow, I love the fact that you dropped the fear of missing out. Only my wife says that to me. That's just amazing with Russell Wilson. You know, here's the other thing.
Unfortunately, that's how I gamble half the time. Like, yeah, right. I can't see my friends win that bad.
Right. Let me throw this down. No, you still lose. BT and I have been talking about this really for 2 weeks now. It feels like Russ is in this like moment of, I don't know if it's like a need to control or a need to like pre-walk his destiny. It just seems odd and weird and a little bit like, I don't know, annoying to me that he's basically planning his future, it seems like, without living his real time. And that never works out, right? It just never does, because you make the best laid plans. We all know what happens to them. Is this dangerous for Russ to walk down this path, alienate some people on the backside and maybe not go anywhere and then be in a weird locker? Like, is this dangerous for him?
Yeah, I really think it is. And it's so surprising because, remember, Russell Wilson at NC State, and I live in Raleigh, I know this well, I was here when it happened. You know, he decided he wanted to be a baseball player, and he was playing minor league baseball, and like it was an ugly divorce. You know, he ended up going to Wisconsin.
Obi wasn't standing for that, was he? Tom O'Brien.
Your boy, yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, and Tom had Mike Glennon waiting in the wings. But so the thing for like years, and even now, you won't get him. Russ won't say anything. You know, he'd be like, "What? You know, what happened there?" With, you know, like on the record anyway. You know, he won't come out. You know, he says, "Yeah, just, you know, didn't work out for both sides. I was happy to be in Wisconsin. Loved my time." Russell's been a PR dream for years, and so it's very bizarre that he has now come out and essentially, I mean, it's a pretty long list. Like the people he's thrown under the bus here. It's John Schneider, Pete Carroll, his offensive linemen, his wide receivers, who are actually pretty good. Pete Carroll's sons, right? I mean, don't forget Derek Carr, like Nick Foles. Mm. I mean, you know, and Dak Prescott to a degree. It's just it's weird how it's this all manifested itself in this passive aggressive PR approach that to me is just it's not very becoming of a veteran quarterback, a guy with experience in how to handle these things. And, you know, the weirdest thing to me was in that Athletic article from Mike Sando and Jason Jenks and Michael Dugar, I think. It was like Russ went to Pete Carroll and John Schneider in the middle of last season. It was like, hey, I need personnel control and scheme control. It's like, what are you, week 8, bro? What are you doing? This is wildly inappropriate. And then he storms out. And that to me is like, that's when you know it's fractured. And when he's sort of lashing out in this passive aggressive way because they're not listening to him.
Yeah.
It leads you to believe this could get ugly.
We're talking to Will Brinson, CBS Sports senior NFL writer. He's got the Pick Six podcast as well. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So Will, let's jump around and bounce to some other situations. We all know, because Tiki and I hit the pertinent stories every day, just like you do, you know, which quarterbacks are names are you know, most centrally on everybody's tongue. What will the Jets do with Darnold? Will the Panthers move on from Teddy B? We know the list. Is there an under-the-radar quarterback situation that you believe will change, that will surprise us, that we're not really paying attention to the way we should right now?
I mean, I guess, unless I'm – I mean, I think the two options would be Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like,
yeah.
If the 49ers, I mean, yeah, and the problem is, I think when we talk about these under the radar ones, is that, and this is why they're under the radar, they're ultimately dominoes that will fall because of other situations. Like, if Russell Wilson is traded, you know, where does he go and how does that affect, like, you know, are the Seahawks taking back Dak Prescott in a swap because, you know, or has Dak Prescott become a free agent as a result of the Cowboys trading for Russell Wilson? Do the Seahawks take back Derek Carr if the Raiders trade for Russell Wilson? You know, what happens with Jimmy Garoppolo if the 49ers swoop in and get Deshaun Watson? Obviously, they're not a team that would get Russ, we wouldn't think. So I think Carr and Garoppolo are really interesting to me because they're cheap guys on those contracts that everybody freaked out about when they signed them. They have, you know, reasonable, you know, like salary isn't a problem in terms of most teams' uses of the salary cap space, friendly contracts, and high floor guys who can really do a lot. I think, ultimately, they are dominoes in the Russ Watson sort of sweepstakes, and how that pans out will determine where they go.
You know, Will, one of the interesting QB dilemmas is the New Orleans Saints. Now, we're not going to play this video or overthink about this workout video of this trainer being super hype man and something's brewing. But what are the Saints going to do at quarterback? I mean, Jameis Winston seems like the obvious choice, but there's obviously other options out there. What are they thinking at quarterback down in New Orleans?
Yeah, and they might be looking to it, like the Teddy Bridgewater thing. All right, if Carolina makes a play for, you know, I know Russell's not on their list, but Deshaun Watson certainly. I mean, David Tepper, by the way, that's the guy who could really shake things up. I mean, have you guys ever seen that profile of him? And his old hedge fund,
absolutely. Yeah, he lived around the corner from us here.
Yeah, he's right around the corner from y'all. Well, he kept, I don't know if he still does, a giant pair of, and this is a medical term, so I'm going to say it, brass testicles on his desk. Like, who does that? A giant pair of brass testicles. This is not a man who lacks for aggression in terms of his day-to-day maneuvering, and I think he's got a little sense that it's time to make a move for a quarterback. So I think Carolina could be really interesting in that regard. And what that could end up doing with the Saints is maybe open up a chance for Teddy Bridgewater to come back to New Orleans, where he'd be a good fit with Sean Payton. And they had a lot of success mixing Taysom Hill. Otherwise, I think, I mean, unless Mickey Loomis just has some crazy cap shenanigans cooked up here, and unless they're trying to trade like guys who don't have contracts yet, you know, like ascending players for a quarterback or something like that, it really feels like New Orleans is going to have to go with a, you know, like sign Jameis to another cheap contract and let's see what we can make it work with Taysom Hill. And they're just so cap-strapped. But we said that for the last 10 years about New Orleans, too.
Teak, I think I might have to get a pair of those brass ones. You think CBS Sports Network would mind if I had it on my on my trophy case behind me?
That'd be all good.
You think they'd be all right with that? So Will, what about, you know, all the quarterbacks here, and there's even some that we just omitted in our conversation with you, but Teak and I have hit all the ones, obviously. You know, there's so many articles out there, five, six receivers out there, you know, but at the end of the day, at least from where I'm sitting, it seems like only Will Fuller is the one who will shake free. And based on his injury history, for me, he's probably the least desirable, though I like Will. He's probably the other guys are pretty much stars. Is the wide receiver market going to be as fun and as sexy as we kind of want it to be, or no, when it's all said and done?
Probably not. By the way, BT, you could get on your pair, you can get a B on one and a T on the other.
Right? Nice.
double meaning. Nice. Brass T's and BT's brass T's. That sounds like a good name for a bar.
Yes, it is. That's good.
It's not going to be that exciting, honestly, once we get down to brass tacks, because maybe, I don't know, T.Y., I mean, look, Allen Robinson probably going to get franchise tagged, and then maybe they work out a trade for him, and that's a little spicy. I don't see how the Lions can let Kenny Golladay walk. I mean, he's a young, ascending player with a ton of upside who they used, I think, a third-round pick on. And if they let him walk and Marvin Jones leaves, their top wide receiver for Jared Goff is Quintez Cephas. I mean, no offense to Quintez, but, like, you want to – at least tag Galladay and try and get something back in the trade for him. So I think we'll probably see most of these top guys tagged. And then ultimately it's like T.Y. Hilton and A.J. Green, who are big names who can still contribute and be factors, but are probably not going to be elite, you know, number one wide receivers on a you know week-to-week, season-long basis. So, yeah, the a lot more pre-tag name value with the wide receiver market than there probably will be once we get down to it.
Yeah, last one for us here, Will. J.J. Watt signing with Arizona? Seems like it's kind of random, out of nowhere. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I'm catching a bunch of heat for it, not like unpaid internship Twitter heat or anything like that. But I said people were like, "Oh, the Cardinals! Oh, this guy just cares about money. He's not. He said he wanted to win. He just cares about getting paid." I don't really understand that because I mean, look, I don't think Arizona's a top tier Super Bowl contender, but they were 8-8 last year and. You know, we're in the playoffs until they lost their last two games. And they have Kyler Murray, who's going into his third year. I think people expected him to take this huge leap last year after Mahomes and Lamar Jackson did. Well, maybe he'll take the huge leap this year. Maybe just, it doesn't always have to happen your second season. They have a bunch of defensive pieces. J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones lined up. And then, Buda Baker on the back end. I mean, they could Patrick Peterson if he comes back. I just think this team is closer than people expect. And when you factor in, the Rams added Matthew Stafford, which I love, and I think they're the favorite in the division for sure. But there's a lot of unknowns there. They lose their defensive coordinator, a lot of pieces they got to figure out on defense. The Seahawks, can we trust them to be good this year? If they don't have Russ, they're going to stink.
Yeah.
And the 49ers went from the Super Bowl to last place, and they have, I trust in Kyle Shanahan and all of that. I just think Arizona's a viable playoff contender. And if you can get to the playoffs, then you can win a Super Bowl. That's just how it works. Ask anybody who, made a wild card run to a Super Bowl championship. It happens all the time, right?
Yep.
I think, yeah, exactly. That was my point. I assumed you'd get it.
I was just making sure everybody else did.
In other words, I think it's being a little overblown, like, oh, why didn't he go to the Browns? I mean, Arizona's a good team. DeAndre Hopkins is there. You have to think J.J. Watt called him and was like, "Hey, bro, I want to go somewhere. I'm going to have fun playing with a chance to win. Is this it?" And Hopkins said, "Yeah, come on." I think people are discounting Arizona's situation, and if they can use J.J. Watt primarily on nickel snaps, rotating on the inside, to the edge early on, keep his snap count low for the first half of the season, and then really crank it up, sort of like Gronkowski last year. Like, and then unleash it down the stretch. I think this is a defense that could be a real problem for those NFC West quarterbacks.
Will, good catching up, man. We got to bounce. Appreciate the laughs. Appreciate the intel. Will Brinson, CBS Sports Senior NFL writer, host of the Pick 6 podcast. Got to follow him on Twitter. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it, Will.
All right, fellas. Have a great day. See
you. Will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.